It's actually relatively straightforward. What happens is, as a company, IBM, Microsoft, BEA, somebody comes up with an idea that we need to fill in the blanks on our core plumbing for web services. That company will get together with many of the other companies, the peers, and identify a working specification that they can then publish. Once that thing gets published, we have this, an open meeting. Anyone can attend. Literally anyone can attend, come to this meeting and look at this specification and provide feedback. And frankly, all that's required is that you sign a document that says that you're coming and providing your feedback royalty free so that these specifications can remain royalty free. So you, me, and any company that wants to come looks at these set of specifications and says, yeah, this looks like it's the right API for us. That, you know, this is going to work for WS security, for example. Post that, we'll publish that specification again publicly, and then we'll discuss having the next phase, which is where we bring in interoperability. Here, the idea is to have all the organizations that have shipping code come together and test their implementations to make sure that the specification that we published actually works. And so the folks that come to the implementation or the interop fest, as we call it, are folks that have shipping bits. So the outcome of that may be that we decide that the specification is wrong. We need to rewrite the specification. Maybe that we need to have a second interoperability fest to make sure that we get some things fixed, or just need more coverage. After we're completed with that, we feel good about the specification. Then it moves on to standards bodies.
So why go through that process and not just take it right to a standards body in its infancy and its genesis?
What happens is that by following the process that I described, where we let the industry kind of provide feedback very early on, and then we let the folks that are shipping products test those things, by the time that the specification gets to a standards body, we're confident that it's going to be very close. Maybe in some cases 99-100% of what the specification needs to be. So it speeds the process along. And one of the problems that we've had in the past is that these standards bodies perceived as not moving as quickly as they probably should. And so this helps that process of bootstrapping it.
Can you give an example of a spec that successfully followed this process?
A great example is one that just got ratified a couple of weeks ago, is the WS security specification that went through this process from start to finish. And we're going to start seeing very soon many other specifications get to that last phase of pushing them through the standards bodies. Many of the WS-star specifications that you may have read about have been through, are in various parts of the process of completed coming together of reviewing the specification. Some of them have been through many iterations of interop fest. So we're in varying stages of the implementation of shipping those things off to standards bodies, but we're getting close to sending a number of them through to standards bodies soon.